This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient's first name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Last name is Shepard, S-H-E-P-A-R-D. Date of birth is 9-2-1928. Date of evaluation 8-3-2022. HPI history page complaint. Psychiatric follow-up to address consultant pharmacy recommendations. Comma, management of patient's depression. And review of current psychotropic medications. History of present illness. This is a 93 years old female who is well familiar to me. I had last seen her on July 1, 2022, and has started patient back on new Dexta for pseudobulbar effect. Staff reports there's some decrease in crying spells. Patient was also started on duloxetine by PCP. Nursing staff reports that patient has had increased frequency of falls. Here she does not use sometimes call light button. And tries to get to bathroom on her own. Patient has significant cognitive impairment. She had trouble recalling the name of this facility. And she did not know what city she is in. She thought it's July, but did not know the year. She stated, quote, "A dumb old man is the president," unquote. She did not recall the name of governor of Michigan, but stated that she's attractive and has two daughters. Patient wished Donald Trump could be president because he's, quote, honest, unquote. Patient talked about her son and daughter and report that her son lives in Royal Oak and daughter lives in West Bloomfield, and reports that they care about her. Patient talked about her previous job of caring for elderly, but expressed helplessness over her condition and reports it's very, quote, boring, unquote, here. And wished she could go home. She denied any suicidal thoughts. Patient's chart indicates that PCP probably discontinued patients on lorazepam to decrease risk of falls. No evidence of any significant withdrawals from Ativan observed. Patient does get tearful at times, but no suicidal thoughts reported, no persecutory delusions. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits. Forward from last visit on July 1, 2022. Current medications are Pristiq 50 mg once a day, Abilify 2 mg once a day, new Dexta 20-10 Q12 hours, and Cymbalta 30 mg once a day. Next paragraph, mental sense examination. General, appropriately groomed. Demeanor, cooperative, more movements and weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, soft, mood, dysphoric, tearful at times, thought process, periods of confusion, associations on normal thought content. No suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, but talked about wanting to go home. Perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self. Memory recent, impaired, funnel knowledge, limited judgment and insight, limited assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1, plans continue, Abilify and Prestique as prescribed, period PCP, recently added Cymbalta. Number 2, pseudo-bulbar effect F48.2, plans continue, new Dexter 20-10 milligram Q12 hours. Number 3, vascular dementia with behavioral disturbance F01.51, plans PCP discontinued Ativan recently. Considering increase in frequency of patients' falls, which could also be secondary from patients' cognitive impairment. No evidence of any significant withdrawals from Ativan, which she had taken for a long time. Disposition, staff needs to monitor patient closely and reinforce use of call light button to get help when she needs to go to bathroom. Encourage participation in activities, socialization with others. We'll follow with you. Long-term prognosis for improvement remains guarded. Procedure code 99309. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, SNRI, antipsychotics. I'm sorry. Risk-benefit statement decision treat based on the findings of my assessment. The above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.